And rainfall amounts over the next few days, right on through the weekend and even Monday, too. Look for periods of showers and thunderstorms around today and tonight. Not as warm today with a high temperature up to about 82. Tonight's low 71. Tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, showers and thunderstorms. Locally heavy downpours. High temperatures in the low to mid 80s. Lows at night right around 70. Monday, more showers and thunderstorms. Then on Tuesday, I think it'll start to thin out and we'll get into a better day with drier conditions. Stay on top of this active weather situation with our free weather app. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather, get it on your phone or tablet today. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Authorities are working a death investigation after a body was found in the Alabama River between Powder Magazine Ramp and Cooter's Pond. Multiple law enforcement agencies, including Montgomery Police, are assisting in the case. A South Carolina man has been convicted of killing his five children and burying them in Wilcox County. Timothy Jones Jr. has been on trial since April. In 2014, Jones killed his five children in Lexington, South Carolina, drove them in his car for a week before burying them in Camden. He now faces the death penalty. In Crenshaw County, a man is accused of biting off another man's ear. Johnny Ray Wilson Jr. of Rutledge is charged with first-degree assault after authorities say he attacked an elderly man who stopped to help him after he crashed his car into a creek. The elderly victim was flown to Birmingham for treatment. Wilson is in the Crenshaw County Jail with no bond. Those are your news headlines this morning. I'm Jalea Brooks for your latest news. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Lowe's knows dads do it right by having go-to brands and knowing where to get them. We do it right, too, with savings on the brands he loves that also make great Father's Day gifts he'll love. Stop in today during Craftsman Days for all kinds of deals on Craftsman tools and power equipment, like a Craftsman 21-inch gas push mower now for just $199. For the perfect gift to make his day, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 6/19. See store for details, U.S. only.
My name is Brandon. I am a manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. When you come here to get service, we're going to take care of your car. Because you take care of your car is going to take care of you.
Come in for the Firestone Complete Auto Care Epic Sales Event and save $100 when you spend $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid June 6th through June 9th. The exclusions apply. Not be combined with other offers. Additional fees may apply where lawful. See store for details.
They say that diamonds are a girl's best friend. You've heard that diamonds are forever. And if you've got a name, you could win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from News Talk 93.1 and Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our website, newstalk931.com. We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name, too. Call in for carats. A 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Former doctor William Usel charged with 25 counts of murder stemming from the deaths of patients at Mount Carmel Hospital. Many of the patients were nearing the end of life, and that Dr. Usel hastened their deaths.
Flash flood and severe weather threat for millions all the way to the mid-Atlantic.
Arrests along U.S.-Mexico border surged again last month.
The border is a disaster. It's not a crisis. It's a complete, utter disaster.
And health officials in Fiji now say that they have ruled out influenza as the cause of the death of David and Michelle Paul.
Bernie Sanders made headlines when he appeared at Walmart's shareholder meeting and accused the company of paying its employees what he called starvation wages.
A 74-year-old woman who fell while hiking in Arizona is recovering not just from her injuries but from dizziness. She was being hoisted by a medevac helicopter and the stretcher started spinning. This happened for nearly a minute.
Amazon saying they're nearly set for home drone delivery.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Newstar 93.1 FM. Dan Marsh Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See a police officer. Give him a big thumbs up. First time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing with the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. They've got the New York Prime and Premium steaks on sale. I would jump on that. That New York Strip Prime is outstanding. They also have the salmon on the plank. That's on sale.
One of my favorites.
Absolutely great with the seasoning they put on it. Then any caller can get it on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Let's bring in, you can tell this is Candidates Week here.
Oh, yes.
Let's bring in a candidate, Michael Fritz, who is a candidate for District 74 House of Representatives. Michael, welcome aboard the Dan Marsh Show.
Thank you for having me, Dan.
Well, it's good to have you here. We met for the first time today. My audience, I'm not sure they're familiar with you, but tell the Fritz story here.
Yes. Joined the Navy right out of high school and was an Auburn fan, but didn't want to go to the big campus, so I came to AUM in 1990. I tell the story to my kids. I showed up with $50 in a beat-up station wagon, and I'm married Elizabeth Wells Fritz now, and was at AUM, went to law school, came back from law school in Cumberland, and we moved here. 1997 is when I started practicing law. Did a couple of things. Then I got a job with the bankruptcy court. I was with the bankruptcy court for 8 years, overseeing complicated bankruptcy. And then in 2009, when the economy was at its worst, I opened my own practice. And in that practice, I take the complicated bankruptcy cases that no one else wants to handle. Small businesses, apartment complexes, restaurants, some agriculture, some trucking companies, things like that. And while I was doing that, I also joined the Army Reserves in 2001, and I got my 20-year letter now. And so I've been in over 20 years, and I made Lieutenant Colonel in 2015.
Well, congratulations, and thank you for your service. Why are you running for District 74 Representative?
The joke part is that I need this job because if not, we're empty nesters and my wife's going to have me weeding her garden beds. Okay. And so, no, I really believe that I've been given a lot of opportunities for experience and a lot of opportunities to help people. And you know, to much given, much is required. And I think if I sit home and watch Netflix and just ignore everything, I'm not doing my job. So I want to go. I've never been in politics, but I think with my background, I can go to the state house and really make a difference in making clear-cut laws that really help people.
What type of legislation would you be? What really strikes your fancy? What do you enjoy? What would you like to improve in state government?
There's a couple of things. One, I've done a lot of talks on student loan debt and how it affects people and how bankruptcy doesn't discharge it. So
that's
it's
right
with,
to say. You...
With that forever. And I think it's a disservice to people to come out of school with $200,000 worth of debt. And it really hurts those people that never finish.
So let me ask you something. Is that a disservice that is happening, or is it the stupidity of the person that did it?
I think it's a combination. I really do.
Because I think the schools oversell it.
Yes.
Guidance counselors are, particularly at a school, advisors, again, they oversell it. I have a client that is having a kid about to go to school, and I said, forget what the school just told you about that particular career. You go find somebody who's doing that and see if they're paying what they just told you they would make. Because I can tell you, I've got clients in that field, they ain't making that.
You're exactly right. And so what we can do in the state house is two things. Is we can promote what's called our trade schools, workforce development, get people skills. Skilled labor is a lost art. And the other thing is the cost of education. In the last 30 years, the cost of living has gone up 280%. In that same time, the cost of education has gone up 1,200%. And that we can do something with our state schools to monitor the increase in tuition that's being put out there to our young people and not get them strapped into debt.
Okay, so what committees would you like to be on in the State House?
One is judiciary.
Okay.
That's probably the main one. And then, you know, wherever I'm needed, I've done a lot of bankruptcy with looking at people's financial reports. So, you know, any of those ways and means types.
Is there anything that you do to change any current bankruptcy law in the state of Alabama?
Well, bankruptcy is all federal. So I can't change anything from, you know, in any bankruptcy laws. Really, the thing I want to do is bring reason and be a watchdog for bad legislation, both badly written legislation and legislation that has unintended consequences. You know, I've been practicing law for over 20 years. I understand how the wordings of certain laws affect real people's lives. And you can change two words and it makes a huge difference. I've gone to human trafficking seminars and they say, well, if in this state it says A, in this state it says B, and it changes everything that they do in that state. So I think being a watchdog for the well-written legislation, and then two...
It's one of our biggest problems, I think, in the state of Alabama. We have, I say this all the time on the show, is we have a lot of low-grade ore that are legislators and senators in the state of Alabama. And then we depend way too much of the legislative office. And you have people that are advising the legislators who write really bad legislation.
Yes, and, you know, I talked to the...
And the proof of that is just look at all the screwed up bills we've got.
And that concerns me. As an attorney, you want to advise people of how to live their life and how to do business. And if you can't interpret what the law says, it makes it hard to do things. And so I want to make it clear, and it makes our society run smoother. You know, I talked to the director of the Bar Association, and he said that there's only 18 attorneys out of the 140 legislators, both House and Senate, and only six of them have practiced law. The other ones have a law degree but never practiced. So I don't think we need every legislative person to be an attorney, but having a good balance can really help.
Yeah, we don't need every legislative
attorney. Not at all. Not at all.
You'd lose me at that.
Yeah.
With your background in law, what do you think about medical marijuana and legalizing marijuana in the state of Alabama?
Yes. I like what they've done is let's study it. Let's do something about it. I believe that with the research that's being done, there's a lot of positive things that you can do with marijuana. And to outlaw it altogether and take it off the table as an option for glaucoma, for pain, for depression, some of these things, I think you can you're doing us all a disservice. So I would like to have it studied and look at using the resources. I know seizures, the young lady who had seizures and they did a bill about CBD oil. I think it's going to happen. And I think we should use every tool that we can to help people.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Eric. Eric, you have a question for Michael Fritz, candidate for District 74.
I'm doing it to be in all English today.
Oh, good.
I have a unique perspective on the student loans. I used to be a debt collector for student loans, and the federal government has all kinds of recourse, even into Social Security. They can attach somebody's Social Security. Would you look at reducing? There's a lot of money made by the collection agencies because you have the compounding interest, you have a 25% penalty. Would you look at doing something to make it not, especially for some of these fly-by-night schools, would you look at something to help reduce the debt that these people incur?
Yes, and the one that you hit on the most is the fly-by-night schools. I think we can do a better job of regulating who is a legitimate school. The worst thing to do is to get into a school and then they go out of business, which happens all over, but you still have the debt. So
absolutely.
We can't look at federal debt and do anything about it in the state legislature, but what we can do is monitor the accreditation of these schools and make sure these are legitimate schools that are leading to
Let me interrupt you. Yeah. Do you think that they need to have certain type of, like a business has a requirement of having a certain amount of cash on hand and things like that, that you change some of the requirements? But Virginia Tech was a travesty,
right,
particularly taking the money from the kids, knowing they were going to go under. Any business that's about to go under, as you would know, knows they're about to go under.
Yeah, they do know. And taking money, I haven't looked into the particulars of cash flow and things,
and then giving bonuses to some of the leadership.
Yeah, but I think you can hold individuals. See, if you hold a business responsible, they just go out of business. Mm-hmm. But if you hold individuals responsible for fraud, for being dishonest,
misrepresentation.
And if we put some legislation in that says you personally, when you know these things and you mislead students to take out additional loans, spend additional money, you personally can be held responsible. That takes out some of the corruption that you're going to have.
Yeah, I don't want an overbearing government, but I do want a government that's kind of checking some folks. Eric, anything else?
Yes, sir. I was going to say still having the freedom of choice, but helping out with the reduction in what the people would owe. I mean, not absolving them of the loans at all, but the penalties and these programs that are out there, rehabilitation and consolidation, where they actually make a larger debt and get themselves into a lot of trouble. I think we'd be well served if we could do something to make it to where, you know, we take off those penalties and whatnot and get them in some kind of repayment program. Just something like that. I dealt a lot with that. That's it cripples people. Can't buy houses, certain jobs you can't get, all kinds of things like that. So I'd be interested to see if y'all could do something like that.
One of the things we can do is educate students more, because as they're going in to get these debts, do we have requirements of our schools to do disclosures like you do truth in lending type disclosures? Are they getting the proper notice of what can happen? And also an analysis of, is their job? I have a client who has a PhD in social work and owes $400,000. $400,000. And she can only make the Department of Labor says that she'll make about $70,000 a year. And but before you give people those loans, see, they're not taking any risk. And so they need to have
the federal government backing them up.
Yeah, they have the federal government backing them up and non-dischargeability and bankruptcy. They have no risk.
Mr. Prince?
Yes, sir.
Is there a point to where we could do something where they can't charge more for the courses than is tangible for them to earn in the private sector?
That would be an overbearing government,
could do a full disclosure.
You could do full disclosure
and let the person make the bad decision.
Yeah, and just supply and demand will push that.
Fair enough. Eric, thank you. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for the telephone
call.
Thank you,
Eric.
Going to go to a quick break. Michael Fritz in the house. Come back and ask him about payday loan and see what he thinks about that. Dan Marshall will be back right after this.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The best thing.
Folks, Rusty here for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you'll make amends to miss your exercises. Repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
After labor, you're going to be the next Greg Udell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. That's really good.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Ever feel kind of down and out? You don't know just what to do.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Ever feel it somehow, somewhere.
272-9228, that's where we are.
And if you don't get a help quick, you won't make it through the
Michael Fritz, Canada District 74 in the house.
Or could you call on Lady Day?
Election next Tuesday. How you feeling about things?
I feel really good. I feel like we have run a clean campaign. We've got to talk to a lot of people, and I actually like the other candidates that I've met, and I think, you know, I've just really had a lot of fun meeting new people, coming on the air, talking about this, going to neighborhood associations. It's just really enjoyable to get out and see good people.
Let's talk about payday loans. What do you think about those?
Oh, they're terrible. The best thing that the legislators have done is they've created a database so you don't, and I should know the bill name and what it does, but used to you could go to 18 different payday loans and get payday loans and payday loans, and you'd charge 98% interest, and then they would get more payday loans. But now what they have is a registry. So if you can't go to each one without the other one knowing that you have it, and there's some type of limit, and I don't know what that dollar limit amount is. A lot of it's disclosure. I mean, if you disclose that you're charging 98% interest, you think on the lower dollar amounts, if you're getting $150 and you have to pay back $25 in 2 weeks, you're like, oh, it's $25. Well, if you do the interest rate, and I'm bad with math in my head, it's a large APR, annual percentage rate.
Right.
Is huge. And as long as it's disclosed, but they go, I really like what they've done is making a registry to help the less educated consumers to make better choices.
Yeah, and looking at it, you know, the business exists because there's a need for it. And I think you have to be careful about how many caps you put on things, because if the person does not have the ability to get money, what do they do to go get money? And what you do is you look at theft, working for a business goes up. You look at all sorts of crimes that happen that are white-collar money crimes.
Right. And you but you have to balance that against their ability to repay. If they're getting eight $500 loans and they make low income, they're not going to be able to pay it back. And they're going to pay it back. They're going to
I've never seen anybody get eight loans
I have.
I mean, I've seen somebody go in and take their pay stub in and get an advancement on the pay stub and pay. And where they get you is there's the fee for opening the loan, there's the payment for the loan that is there, and then there's a payment to keep the loan open.
But and the way you do it, you get eight, is you go to eight different companies, and they're not, they don't know that you've taken the other loans, but you just don't have the ability to repay it, and you're setting people up for failure.
That is true. In the another big issue that's happening in the state is our Department of Corrections, which I kind of adjoin to the judicial world, and the Judicial Committee is actually has oversight of that. What would you do to solve the DOC problem?
Well, there's a couple of things that you do. It's coming in and going out. The coming in is, do we have the right procedures in place to direct people to pretrial diversion, and people that are mentally ill, people that are addicted to drugs? You know, are we just throwing them in lockup, or are we addressing the problems that we have? That would be a good start. Where you find that money, that's and where you find the professionals to handle it, that's a different story. But if we could eliminate some of those problems, the mentally ill and the people that are on, you know, have drug problems, we could eliminate the number of people. But the current system that we have, and the reason why there's a federal lawsuit and a federal judgment against the state of Alabama, is because we were overcrowding. I think 180%.
The original lawsuit was on mental health.
Exactly. And it was on mental health, and now it's on the overcrowding, the prison populations. I think there was a murder yesterday in a facility, and they're understaffed. They're nasty. They're, you know, not that we should make it where they're living in a lap of luxury, but you do have minimum standards, and we don't want people getting injured and sick from the facilities themselves. So I think building new prisons is the way to go, to start from scratch. And the technology that goes into these new securities is better to start from scratch than to retrofit the old prisons.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Randall. Randall, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. Do I need to go to a break?
We can stretch if he makes it quick.
Go ahead, Randall.
All right, I'll make it quick. All right, this one thing, sir. Don't forget about the person who might have a flat tire that can't get to work. That if they get that money from them, pay their loans, they can get to work and pay the power bill next week and pay them back. Can't forget about them folks. They out there. There's a lot of us. How about that? And but on the,
let me tell you the solution to that. You can go to Don Duncan, and as long as you show them a paycheck, they've got a company that will loan you the money at a reasonable interest rate.
Well, there you go. So anyway, but on the you brought back up the prison I was on hold, and I wish you would look if it was on the docket that it was about mental health. If we started mental health before we go building these big old prisons, won't the federal government ease up on us? You stated the problem, mental health first, and then it was overcrowded. So if we do that, we get rid of them. We don't need these big old giant prisons. I mean, is that anywhere in your makes sense?
I agree with that. I've done commitment hearings and been in mental facilities, and
explain that one, Michael. So I don't want them to say. Me saying I've been into prison before.
A commitment hearing is when someone is trying to have someone that's mentally challenge to be committed to the state for their supervision, and they get lawyers to represent them, a guardian ad litem. And to be a guardian ad litem, you have to go into the mental facility to interview these people and see the condition they're in to make sure we're doing the right thing. So I've seen it firsthand, and there's a huge problem with it, and a lot of people are released because we don't have the money, and then they get arrested for, say, public nudity or being drunk and loitering, and then they go into the criminal
system. They get lost in the system. Thank you for your stuff, man. I know Dan got to go to break. Love you. Right. See you.
Thanks, Randall. News on 93.1 FM. Michael Fritz in the House, candidate for District 74. Be back right after that.
The Dan Morris Show.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. An investigation underway after a deadly training accident at a military academy in New York.
The West Point cadet was killed when his 5-ton truck rode off the road during summer training in the sprawling 16,000-acre grounds of the U.S. Military Academy. 20 other cadets and 2 soldiers were hurt in the vehicle accident that occurred at 6:45 a.m. The injured had been transported to local hospitals.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. And if you love telemarketing calls, this will make you sad.
Companies like AT&T and Verizon are now empowered to stop robo and spam calls before they ever reach your phone. It's the latest move by the FCC to respond to a growing problem of unwanted rings. The new rule, approved by the Telecom Regulatory Agency, allows carriers to enroll consumers in call blocking services by default.
Fox's Jared Halpern. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We could see some significant rainfall amounts over the next few days, right on through the weekend and even Monday, too. Look for periods of showers and thunderstorms around today and tonight. Not as warm today with a high temperature up to about 82. Tonight's low 71. Tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, showers and thunderstorms. Locally heavy downpours. High temperatures in the low to mid 80s. Lows at night right around 70. Monday, more showers and thunderstorms. Then on Tuesday, I think it'll start to thin out and we'll get into a better day with drier conditions. Stay on top of this active weather situation with our free weather app. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Get it on your phone or tablet today. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are on a Thursday. Michael Fritz, candidate for District 74, House of Representatives in the House, 2729228. Have a question, comment, or viewpoint. Michael, let's go back to some other subject matters here. Let's talk about budget. Are you for or again unifying the budget of the Education Trust Fund and the General Fund, and not necessarily unifying the entire thing, maybe putting floors under different aspects of it?
Yeah, I think that earmarking is too much control over it. I think that there's certain things we could earmark, but not making it so rigid that if one needs money they can't get from the other is just so rigid. And there should be amounts we use on education set aside, but not. I just feel like it's too rigid. And I'll say I don't know all the details of how rigid it is, but I would.
It's pretty damn rigid.
I would like to see that open up so we can make some exceptions and get the money to the places where we need the money instead of what somebody dictated years and years and years ago.
Are you for the governor appointing the state school board?
No.
You're not. You want that stereotype.
Yeah, I think people should elect that, and it gives local accountability, and they can be voted off the island if they're not doing a good job, and it would put all the power into the governor and just give it way too much power. The people that run for school board, you know, have the expertise or should, or they would not get elected. And I would like to see that continue and give people the power to vote on it. And then, you know, what they do is typically hire superintendents and the experts within that. So I would rather it be with the people than with one person.
How about education? Obviously a big issue in the state of Alabama, big issue for Montgomery. What would you do to try to improve education?
It's not a short-term solution, but overall, and it goes back to what we talked about with student loans, is I think we should make the cost of education for teachers be a lot less, and we can do that running the state school colleges that give teacher degrees. We can make that a lot less painful for them to get teaching degrees, because people aren't going into teaching because the cost of education versus the amount of money that you're going to make doesn't add up. And so they asked teachers to get a master's
degree. Well, it depends on where you go to school.
Exactly. And if you could go to a state school that has a lower education, I mean, a lower cost for higher education, then we could attract people that want to teach, but look at the dollars and cents and says, well, maybe I don't want to. I've heard, and I haven't done the numbers, that we have a teacher shortage. So even if you have teachers that don't that we want to get rid of, we don't have enough quality teachers behind them there. So we need to attract better teachers, and we can do that by the cost.
Well, let me, a subject that's very near and dear to my heart. When you say you have a shortage of teachers, is that you have, take Montgomery County, you do not have a adequate pool of teachers to pull from that are good.
That's correct. And that's what I've heard. And again, I have not done the study myself. I've just had people tell
me. Would you be for changing any of the tenure laws?
Yes. Yes.
What would you want to do with that?
I will caveat that I have not looked into what the tenure laws are and what they and the specifics. However, you shouldn't have a job without accountability at any time. You should have to prove it every year that you're still a quality teacher.
Do you in looking at so change the tenure law? Are you for charter schools? Not for charter schools? Are you? Have any kind of voucher in your blood? Do you have kids?
I have two kids. They both graduated high school. One's in college, and one's graduated from college.
Great. How did they do?
They did great. I mean, my oldest graduated from the University of Tampa with like a high GPA, and then my youngest is a freshman at Troy, and he's doing great.
Troy's a good school. Troy's an unkept, well-kept secret, particularly the MBA program.
Yeah.
He's outstanding there. So, in looking at addressing the education, here, let me kind of give you the Dan Morris 20-second worth, is the way the state law is written is that what applies in Montgomery applies in Limestone County, Madison County, Shelby County. And we're not a one-size-fits-all operation. Montgomery has very unique issues. And if you could change the overall law and pull Montgomery County out and say, let's build some code for them to operate on within the supervision of the state of Alabama, I think we'd be much better off. We'd be much better served.
I agree with that, yeah.
Okay. Now, can we do something about
it? Well, doing something about it is the harder part. You have so many people. You have the local school boards. You have the state school board. You have 140 legislatures. You have the AEA. You have a lot of people that have to do that, that have to come together on that. And, you know,
the problem is it's been a top-down thing. You had Paul Hubbard strong-arming the state legislature where that was the power to getting the House and Senate. He was controlling them, and they are manipulating all these school boards around the state by having to abide by the state law. And if you change the state law and you personalize it to a county or a school board, then I think you've resolved the problem. And if you go in and you talk to the school board and say, where do you need help? They'll tell you. I promise you.
Yeah.
Let me go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good day, guys.
Hello.
Sir, my question, earlier Mr. Morris asked you about your thoughts on marijuana.
Yes.
And you made a statement that you think you should have more study. I mean, how many years do you have to study the marijuana plant?
Well, I'll tell you, I've been representing soldiers who get in trouble for marijuana for a long time, and there was not a lot of studies being allowed to be done because growing marijuana was
illegal,
and so they couldn't do the studies. So it's not something that's been studied for years and years and years. I think this 1 year study on it should be sufficient. You can get it done in a short amount of time. But don't get me wrong, I'm not a politician. When I say study it, a lot of times politicians will say, well, let's study it. And what they really mean is let's put it in committee
and kill it.
No, that is not what I mean. I think that a lot of people in this state have a long way to go to recognize that marijuana has benefits, and I think some quality studies that are being done and that can be done in a short amount of time and be helpful.
One other question. You know, I like smoking herb. It helps me. on my arthritis, restless leg syndrome, headaches. Why can't I just grow my own? I mean, that should be legal. I should have four or five plants I can grow in my house in my front yard and not have to worry about being hassled by the law.
Because it's illegal.
Need to pass.
Because it's illegal. But you
can pass it in Alabama, just like they did in Colorado.
Yeah, but only... Yeah, that you're going, and Michael, I'm sure would say this. You're going down a slippery slope when you're doing a state, and state saying it's okay, and the federal government has not said it's okay. Federal government has chosen at this point to look the other way, except for banking.
Except for banking. Yeah.
Well, and there's a reason for that because it's really incredible in Colorado that when you sell pot, it's a cash transaction, and
yes,
they have a Brinks truck that pulls up and takes the cash to a bank that all the pot sellers own because they cannot put it into a federal insured deposit system. But
well,
you didn't
we can
know
do that here. We can do it here because, sir, you're not in my sector. I can't vote for you. But it doesn't matter who we get in the state house. I'm concerned.
Yes, and I'm open. I have three things I want to do. The most good for the most people that lasted the longest amount of time. And if it includes marijuana as being productive, I think we can probably all agree that marijuana is better for you than Jack Daniels. And
yes,
Jack
sir.
Daniels has a license. And so I would like to do that study and see if we can do the most good for the most people for the longest amount of time.
All right, sir. Thank you for taking my call, and I wish you well.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. 272-9228. Michael Fritz in the house. House District 74. We're going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama 36123.
There is only one choice for the voters of Montgomery on June 11th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. Charlotte Meadows is the only proven Republican. She even campaigned for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Charlotte is the only proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom. Charlotte Meadows will protect the Second Amendment and is the only candidate ever endorsed by the National Rifle Association. Charlotte Meadows will fight for the unborn, and she will work with local leaders to reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she is the only candidate who has stood with us. When you go to the polls on June 11th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are, last segment with Michael. Can we get your shots in? Well, you better call. Michael, tell the audience how they can get in contact with you and support your campaign.
Yeah, there's two ways. One, my cell phone number, text me, is the best way. It's 334-300-0598. We have a Facebook page, Michael Fritz for State House. I use my law firm website for the deep background. It's fritzlawalabama.com.
Okay. How are you feeling about the election? You know, one thing that happens in these special elections is turnout is so low.
Yeah.
And I don't hear a lot of chatter out there about the out of the race. What are you doing to try to compel people to get out and vote for you?
Well,
and by the way, if you like Michael, you don't have to live in the district to get. If you think Michael's your good government kind of guy, I always urge people to jump across the district lines and support somebody that they identify with, because it will have a positive effect on you and your district. Go ahead.
Exactly. What he means is you can donate money to Michael Fritz for State House. I put words in Dan's mouth.
That was a good shoehorn.
What we've done is we've taken a ground game. We've knocked on doors. We've gone to neighborhood associations. I feel really good about the election. The thing that I think that gets people excited is there's a lot of people in Montgomery. I've been here since 1990, except for the 3 years of law school. There's a lot of people that I coach them in baseball. A lot of people I coach their Y football team. There's a lot of people I taught them in Sunday school. There's a lot of people
The power of having young boys.
Yeah, exactly. I had two boys, and I coached everything that...
What league were you in?
We did the YMCA football, but we only played a few years of baseball, and that was at Ray Thorington out there. And then I run the Ultimate Frisbee League, and we have 150 people, and so we've had people play on that, and I've helped them out legally. I've done on the library board, and I've supported the libraries. I've supported the Lagoon Park Trail. We just had a 5K that had 120 people, and the Fritz Law Firm sponsored it. People know me because I'm out there doing things to help the community, make a better place for the community. And when people remember, hey, you coached my team 10 years ago, I'm going to go out and vote for you. It's not something slick on a piece of paper that somebody did. It's, I have a real relationship with this guy. He's really helped me out. It's been wonderful because I've had people I haven't talked to in 15 years, they'll come out and say, Michael, me and my family are going to vote for you because of what you did 15 years ago and the way you treated us. And that's why people are going to get excited, because it's not just some politician. This is our attorney. This is our coach.
You do know that people tell you they're going to vote for you and they don't.
Oh, I'll tell you a funny story, and he'll...
Would you be shocked if you came in fourth?
Oh, I would. Okay. I would. But... Bobby Bright, Judge Bright, Lynn Bright is a mentor of mine, and I went and met with him before I started thinking about running, and Bobby said the funniest thing. He said, Michael, in politics, everyone will lie to you. And then he paused. He said, even me. And so I'm excited about that. But I don't think people would lie to my wife, and they're telling her that they're going to vote for me. So... they would lie to me to my face, but I don't think they'll lie to her.
If Baron Coleman is listening right now, he's nodding his head. Yes, they would lie to her. I can see Baron is shaking, nodding his head right now. It just is what happens is, and I've had candidates that I've helped, and they go, everybody is for me. Went, no, they're not.
No. Well, I think the people that aren't for me haven't met me. And I don't mean that egotistically. I just think that if they see what I've done, if they've met me and
some swine somewhere for a candidate that says, if I could just meet everybody, I would win.
Yes.
But the problem is you can't.
You can't.
You have to use all sorts of methods to get there.
Yes.
You think there's going to be a runoff?
I think there'll be a runoff. I do.
You think you're in that runoff?
I think I'm in a second place, and I'll be in that runoff.
Okay. I think the turnout's going to be low, but the turnout in a runoff is really going to be low.
It's going to be the same day as the mayor's race, so it might be higher than, it should be higher than the primary, because they're out there
for the
mayor's race.
Good point. I like that. So what are the big issues would you like to try to tackle in state government?
Well, I think the biggest thing is being a watchdog so special interests don't ramrod individual rights by lining their pockets. So I think watching out for these laws and seeing who's presenting them, why they're presenting them, and what is the effect of that going to be is going to be my number one goal. I'm not going in there with an agenda. There's 104 people that sit out there, and if I go in with an agenda and try to shove things down people's throat, I think I'm not going to be as successful as being a watchdog to make sure that the special interests aren't eating up individual rights.
Who are the special interests in your mind?
I would rather not say. I mean, everybody has a special. There's a lot of special interest in, I don't have anyone in particular.
Who do you think has too much influence in the legislature?
I don't have enough experience in the House to give you that answer.
So you're not going to be able to really tell who's you need to protect them from because you're not going to know who. You don't know who to protect them from.
Well, what I do know
is... do you think AEA is?
Well, I do know how laws affect people and how they're written, and I know the personality...
Are you a fast reader? Because with that, you know, there were over 1,000 bills that were put in there, and when you had 2 weeks left in the session, you had 800 that had not come out yet, and they jammed them in. They jammed them in the last, you know, 5 sessions. And that's how you sneak some really crappy legislation.
It really is. All right, that's how it's done. But, you know, we're going to do our best to get out there and be a watchdog for individual rights.
Tell the audience why they need to vote for you.
Okay. I have the widest experience of anyone. I've never, and it's all to serve people through the military, through the type of law that I have.
You said the widest.
Wide.
Okay.
Wide.
My ear was
the widest in that I've represented everybody.
That little southern piece got in there, hung up in there.
That's funny.
I was going to go and like, he could have.
No, I did not say. I said wide.
Wide.
Wide. Yes. And, between helping people that are going through.
You put yourself over the top. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, the people that have had struggles with the $300 car payment up into people that are having, you know, I filed a $1 billion claim in the Colonial Bank representing the FDIC and everywhere in between. And I've been out doing service for our community, not a politician. And I think that experience lets me know, I mean, lets people know that I'm not in this to line Michael Fritz's pocket. I'm here to actually make a difference and help.
Michael, I enjoyed meeting you, enjoyed you being on the show. If you get elected, will you come back on a regular basis?
Oh, I will. I love
it. We do business. We do a legislative roundtable here and alternate you every 2 weeks to be on here on a Friday. Michael, I want to thank you for being here. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back after our top of the hour break for the last hour of the Dan Moore Show.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Lady, I toss and turn at night.